was saying bye-bye. If you asked me to kill, I would. If you asked me to steal.
We're back at the Zone, 12:35. Thanks for joining us. Chris Kane alongside RJ Honk as we welcome in our guest this afternoon, Barrett Salee from BleacherReport.com on the Revolution Hotline. Barrett, thanks for joining us this afternoon. We know Justin's off, but we're glad you made some time to visit with us a little bit. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you guys?
And we're doing well, doing really well. Saw that you recently wrote an article on Arkansas, which is quite fitting that you came on the show today, talking about the secondary, going from, you said, punchline to maybe power?
Yeah, you know, I think Arkansas' secondary sort of was the brunt of a lot of jokes last year, last in the SEC in pass defense. You know, they weren't good, but they were riddled with injuries, and I think with the players they have coming back, with the defensive coordinator change to Chris Ash, and with the pass rush up front, you know, these guys can be pretty darn good. I mean, Tevin Mitchell was an all-SEC freshman 2 years ago, and really, his season sort of got derailed last year at cornerback when he got suffered that big hit, that concussion against Louisiana Monroe. So I like Arkansas secondary. You know, I don't think they're going to be, by any means, you know, a shutdown, you know, secondary, a secondary that you can rely on game in, game out, but I think they'll be good enough to capitalize on some mistakes, and with that front four, especially Chris Smith and Trey Flowers, there'll be some mistakes forced by that front four.
Barrett Salee joining us on the Zone. Hey, Barrett, I got to ask you, now that you've got Brandon Allen as the quarterback for the Razorbacks, Brandon Mitchell's gone, he's went on to NC State, the backup quarterback position is now a priority, really, because if something happens to Brandon Allen, you're back to pretty much nothing. You're back to where you were last year when Tyler went down. You got to think the Razorbacks have to put a lot of emphasis on that position.
Yeah, I think they definitely do. And whether it be Damon Mitchell or Austin Allen, you know, coming in this summer, I think one of those two guys will probably be the guy. Although the transfer from Memphis may have a shot too. You know, it is. You're right. Arkansas is basically in the same exact situation, except without Tyler Wilson and Brandon Allen. You know, I think, you know, and especially for quarterbacks, people write off quarterbacks way too early in the SEC. Brandon Allen was not put in a good position to succeed last year. Not many quarterbacks could have succeeded in that situation. So I think people are sort of writing him off and thinking that that's the real Brandon Allen, and I don't think that's fair. But yeah, you're right. The backup quarterback's going to be a big time concern, and I think one of those two freshmen are going to have to be groomed to be that guy. And maybe they start out at number three entering the season, but they need to treat this as they're the true backup, because I think both of those guys, you know, are the future of that backup position down the road, so they need to start acting like it in a hurry.
Barrett, a lot of the freshmen coming onto campus right now, you're seeing tweets from players saying just got to Fayetteville or Starkville or wherever they're going to school in the SEC. And you look at the Arkansas roster of newcomers coming in. Any guys on there? We talked about Austin Allen. Hopefully he won't have to be an immediate impact on this team. Any other guys on the Arkansas list of newcomers that you can see making an impact in year one?
Oh, yeah, I think Alex Collins is going to have a big-time impact, you know, right off the bat. I think Jonathan Williams is probably going to be the number one running back. I think that, you know, obviously he had some fumble issues this spring. But, Alex Collins is every bit of a five-star running back. And I would imagine Arkansas, you know, and Brett Bielema uses him sort of like Auburn used Michael Dyer when he was a freshman in 2010. You know, he was, you know, primarily a backup early on and then sort of eased his way into a more significant role. And by the end of the season, he was the number one running back, and I think that Alex Collins will be basically that, follow that same path. I think that's the right thing to do. And you know, look, he's the future. I think there's no doubt about that. He's going to see significant time, and I think he'll gradually see more early on. And by the end of the year, he won't be playing like a freshman.
Barrett Salee from BleacherReport.com joining us on the Zone. Barrett, I got to ask you a question. We just talked about Alex Collins, but in order for him to be good, or any running back there, the offensive line's got to be good because they've got to open up the holes. We saw this offensive line was not great last year, but do you think under Brett Bielema they could be better with that? You know, you have Travis Swanson there. He's leading the pack, but Brett Bielema knows offensive linemen. You think they'll be a little bit better?
Yeah, they will. I think they have the new mindset where, you know, it's on the offensive line. And, you know, they got better as the year went on last year. They were, you know, atrocious in the first few games. That's why Tyler Wilson got hurt. But, you know, they got better as the year went on. And knowing that the offense is sort of going to revolve around playing a smash-mouth style, I think will benefit that offensive line because, they know that they're gonna be a big part of the success or failures. And that kind of pressure is good for a program and good for a unit. So, Yeah, I think they'll be able to handle it. Yeah, you know, it's always going to be, you know, because first year there's going to be some inconsistencies. I think that's to be expected. But you know, the style I think suits. You know, the style offensive linemen want to play this way. You know, I think for by and large, generally offensive linemen want to line up and you know play smash mouth football because that's the nature of the position. And I think this year, you know, knowing that'll be in their hands, I think they'll thrive off that.
Barrett, going around the rest of the SEC, you recently came out with, you said you want a top 25? You got a top 25. Early preseason projections, and you put Alabama number one. No real surprise there, but a couple other SEC teams making the top five. Texas A&M, I know Georgia even making your number two.
Yeah, you know, the Georgia, a lot of people are writing off Georgia because of the holes on defense. And, yeah, I just, you know, I saw that team at their spring game. That defense is better equipped to run that scheme than last year's. And last year's defense, you know, sure, it had a lot of star power, Jarvis Jones, Alec Ogletree, and all those guys, but you know, they were awful against the run. The reason Georgia didn't go to the national championship game was because they literally could not stop anybody at the back end of the season. I mean, Jarvis Jones looked like he was on skates in that SEC championship game. The guys they have playing this year, Jordan Jenkins at linebacker, Trey Matthews, an early enrollee at safety. Damian Swan played well at cornerback down the stretch. I thought Josh Harvey Clemens was going to be a big player. He still will be, except not for the first game. They're better equipped to run that defense. And that defense wasn't that good last year, and they were still 5 yards away from a national championship. So Georgia is going to be fine. You know, if I think the defense can prevent them from getting into shootouts, but if it does let them down, they have the offense to win shootouts. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Hey, Barrett, switching gears now, I know you're a big baseball guy, and you got to be happy with the fact that your Braves are sitting atop right now in the NL East.
Yeah, it's, you know, they strike out a lot, but it's a fun team to watch. I mean, Evan Gaddis is
Wait a minute. You're a Braves fan? That's even better.
RJ, where have you been?
I'm happy right now that I know Barrett Salee is a Braves fan.
I am. Actually, I cover them on a freelance basis when needed, so for MLB.com. But, yeah, it's a you know, it's a fun team to watch, man. Evan Gaddis is the story of the season. Evan Gaddis should be an all-star this year. With what he's been able to do and when he's been able to do it, you know, with his home runs late and in tied ball games, he's just fantastic. They strike out a lot, but man, they're a lot of fun to watch when they get those bats worked.
A man of many different pens. It's Barrett Salee, the man of baseball and the man of football. I
love
it.
All SEC too.
All SEC. Barrett Salee from BleacherReport.com. Thanks for joining us, buddy. And hey, Justin Akery will quit roaming the lands of Iowa next week, and he'll be able to join you again when you call back in next time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Barrett.
That is Barrett Salee from BleacherReport.com. Boy, a lot of insight. That guy, you know, what's amazing about that is guys like Barrett Salee that don't live in Arkansas, that just view the program from an outsider looking in, they know a lot more than a lot of people that actually live inside of Arkansas.
He's a wealth of knowledge. There's no question.
I tell you, that guy knows a lot. He's a great interview. I'd love to have him on. And now that I know he's a Braves fan, because see, I grew up watching the Braves.
That Chipper?
When that's how Chipper Jones became one of my all-time favorite players.
I think he's a lot of.
And
young
then I moved to Dallas and became a Rangers fan.
Look up to
so
him. Yeah.
So they're my kind of second favorite baseball team, if you will. So
now we talked about Alex Collins with Barrett, and obviously he's a high profile player. We have about 15 minutes left. I'm wondering. I want to open this up.
Okay.
To the lines 433-1037. Give me another player on this newcomers list that you think is going to have an impact this year. There's several players coming in that can fill some immediate needs or be skill position players that can maybe have a significant role this season. 433-1037, what newcomer this year is going to come in and make an immediate impact?
I've got some names for you. I'll throw at you when we come back. Also, when we come back, we're going to take your phone calls, but we're also going to hear from Mike Slive. Got a couple quick tidbits on the SEC moving forward. Trey Schaaf was able to catch up with him. Those are some pretty good bits. But we're taking your phone calls. Tell us which newcomer you think is going to be the best for the Razorbacks.
A significant role this year.
Yeah, I like that. 433-1037, 1-800-477-1037. We've got more of The Zone coming up next.